उपास्य शरणांगजे व्रजभितां किशोरीजनैः महद्भिरपि पुरुषैरपरिभाव्य भावोत्सवे अगाधरसधामनि स्वपादपद्मसेवाविधौ विधेहि मधुरोज्ज्वलामिव कृतिं ममाधीश्वरी.
The most compassionate Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu's most confidential associate Sri Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Charan has stated his heartfelt prayer in shlok number 1-3 of Sri Sri Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. Sriman Mahaprabhu has appeared in the special Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls. So, in this shlok, Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Padhi is saying, O Supreme Queen, all the chief Brajakishoris eternally worship your lotus feet. Your supreme bhav is a grand celebration. And even exalted Mahatmas such as Narad Muni cannot conceive your supreme bhav. Dear Radhe, your lotus feet are the abode of infinite rush, and your sweet, brilliant seva is all that I beg for. All the Brajakishoris, they are full of Mahabhav, yet they are worshipping the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radharani. Not only the supporting sakhis such as Lalita, Vishakha, etc., even the opposing sakhis such as Chandravali, Padma, they also worship her lotus feet eternally. Here Prabhudananda Saraswati Padhi has said that Mahadhirati Purushaira Aparibhavya Bhavotsave. This means that Radharani's supreme bhav, which is a grand celebration, can never be understood by Mahadhirati Purushai. That means exalted men, Purush body, in the male body. Even if they are extremely exalted, like Narad Muni, they can never understand Radharani's Mahabhav. So if we want to understand Radharani's Bhav, we have to be in a female identity, feminine identity. It is not possible to understand Radharani in male identity, how much ever great. So, only in a feminine form we can get her seva. This is why Sripad is praying that, Mama Adhishwari, O Queen of my heart, please give me this wonderful seva. Before this, Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he has already been praying like this in so many visions, in the vision of Maharas. When the vision ends, he always faints, falls on the ground, and he is back to sadhak state, and he is always praying that please give me seva, for I shall not survive without your seva. He is so much engrossed in his swaroop. He is proud of his identity, and all his prayers, whether in swaroop or in sadhak body, when he is begging for seva, for worship, they are great inspiration for us. In sadhak body, he is always so humble and he is in viraha. But in Siddha Swarup, his whole heart and soul is full of Swamini and his relation with Swamini. We find that even our dear Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami Charan, how is his bhajan right here where we are sitting on the banks of Radha Kund? He has performed bhajan, and our Mahajan has written that Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan is like an etching or a writing on a stone. That means no one can erase this writing. Similarly, no one could change whatever vows he had taken of bhajan. He had become so thin due to not eating, not sleeping, always lamenting, wailing in viraha. And how he used to pray, always say, O Ishwari, give me seva. Always in his prayer we just find Swamini, the word Swamini. Swamini, give me your seva. How much his prayers are full of Radharas. And we can read in Vilap Kusumanjali, always crying, Ha Swamini, Ha Swamini. I am your most fallen kinkari. This is the maximum ideal for us Raganuga Sadhak. And in fact, this is the natural method of performing Raganuga Sadhana. In fact, when we have entered this Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhana, then for the sadhaks who are ajatarati, that means we who have not reached the stage of rati still, we have not been born with rati or not reached the stage of rati, then we will have to practice sadhana. And what happens is that as we practice, there will be a time when we will be identified with body sometimes and sometimes identifying with Swarupdeha. This will keep on happening. But as we progress more and more in bhajan, then our identification with material body will become for shorter time, and for more time we will be identifying with Swarupdeha. I mean with Siddhadeha. And slowly by slowly it will become that we will always be in the stage of Siddhadeha. And then the time will come that we will give up this material body altogether and permanently be Siddha Swarup. So this sense of I and mind, how it will change? At present, when we are identifying more with material body, I means this body, and my means whatever is related with this body. But as we will progress in bhajan, and more this Swarup identity will come, then I will mean, like we will feel proud, I am Radharani's kinkari. And mine means what? It means Radharani's lotus feet. And we will become like honeybees, greedily hovering around her lotus-like feet to taste the honey in those lotus-like feet. Das Goswami's every prayer is in Swarup's engrossment. Here also Saraswati Pad, he is praying for the brilliant, sweet seva. Brajavritam Kishori Ganai Upasya Charanam Bhuje. This means that all the maidens of Brajdham, all the gopa beauties, they worship just Radharani's lotus feet. even yesterday we have discussed the different categories of sakis. The supporting sakis such as Lalita, Vishakha, they directly worship Radharani's feet. The ones who are supporting the supporting sakis, they also have certain modes of worship. And the ones who are supporting the opposing sakis, they also have certain mode of worship. But the best worship, the most restful worship is being done by the opposing sakis. Arupa Goswami Pad has explained very nicely. He has written that what makes prem so much enjoyable? When does prem become so much enjoyable? When it is the beloved is very rare and it is very difficult to meet him. So when there are obstacles on the way of love, on the path of love, then that love becomes more enjoyable. In fact, we find that more obstacles are on the path of the gopis, the more their prem is surging high. A concrete example, when Ganga flows, it rushes towards the Bay of Bengal. And suppose there is one huge rock on its path, what will happen? This water will come and accumulate near that rock, and the water will spread all around. And then one fine day it will surely overcome this obstacle. And when it will overcome this huge boulder, then this Ganga does not remain as a single river. It breaks up into 100 distributaries. So similarly, when Radharani faces some obstacle from the opposition party and she does man, then her frame is expressed in 100 types of rasa, which Govinda relishes very much. So in this context, Swarup Damodar, he was explaining something, and Prabhu asked, the Lord asked him, Kaho Mane Proka, tell me the different types of man. Swarup Damodar said that the man in Brajadham is like hundreds of distributaries of a river. So, because of the opposition sakis, Radharani, she does man, it is expressed in hundreds of different ways. Then, Sri Krishna, he meets any member of the opposing party, then there are so many jealousies. And what does this jealousy prove? It just proves prem. And in fact, it enhances prem, these jealousies. And Sri Krishna, he enjoys more and more. In fact, all these different types of jealousies, they are the passing moods. They are not like the jealousy of ordinary human beings. They are creating waves of ras in the ras empire. Here, Vishwanath Chakraborty Pad has written that when the Brajagopis, they experience viraha, like we saw in Maharashtra, then when the opponent sakis, they saw Radharani's footprints along with his, Govinda's, then they expressed jealousy, isha, jealousy, because he has taken Radharani with him and she is with him. But when he forsook Radharani, then then they saw that Radharani was lamenting in viraha. Then all the jealousy went away from their hearts. They also felt very, very sad for her. So it doesn't mean that they were feeling only one jealousy, because the word here used is ishadi, that means jealousy, etc. It means not just one type of jealousy, but many types of jealousies. And this jealousy, it enhances the sweetness and the bliss of Radha Govinda's Milan. And this is why Rupa Goswami Pad, he has explained with the help of beautiful examples. Sri Krishna was playing the flute on top of the Govardhan, and Radharani, she was rushing towards him, and Padma, she was also running behind her, because the flute is calling her name. So she was rushing behind him to she was rushing behind Radharani to find out that where she is going, then she will come to know where Govinda is playing the flute. Then she will go to Chandravali and inform her, and then she was going to bring her along the same path to meet him. This was her idea. So on the path, Lalita met her. And actually Krishna's flute calls, it does many functions at one go. So it was calling the cows also. So the cows were also running to him. And so Lalita, she met Padma on the way, and she came to know immediately on seeing her, what is her idea. So she stopped Padma and said, "Padma, can you see that these cows, how they are running? Why are you running like this, like the cows? The cows are dumb animals. They hear any sound from anywhere and they think it is a flute and they run. So are you also dumb like them? And you consider any sound to be the sound of Krishna's flute? So many dumb people are rushing. Must you be one of them? I thought you were more intelligent." And Padma thought that, okay, if Lalita is saying like this, who is Radharani's best friend, then definitely there must be something wrong with my ears. And so she went back. And then Lalita, she turned her back to help Radharani for the abhisa. Then on another occasion, Padma, she opened the knot of her hair, her hairdo, she opened, to reveal that she had put a garland of wild flowers, the vanamala. That means what Shyam Sundar wears, the vanamala. So she showed Lalita that, just look what I have got inside my hair. So Lalita said, "What you are opening your hair and showing me your vanamala? Go see the person who wears that vanamala, that is vanamali. He is just now standing at my window like a stick of Nilmani. He is standing there. If you have any guts, go there near my window and show him that vanamala on your hair to prove to me that he has really given it to you. And if you don't have the guts to do this, then I know for sure that this vanamala must have been rolling in the dust somewhere. You have just picked it up from there and put it in your hair." So these are all words of jealousy for each other, which Govinda hears and he enjoys all this conversation. Now once he was late to come in the kunja and Radhani was crying, so one of her sakhis went in search of him because she was crying. And then, so what happened is that this Manjari, she went in search of Shyam Sundar, and she found Shyam in the Kunja of Chandravali. So she was just rushing out to carry the message to Radharani that he is here with Chandravali. Padma caught her on the way and said that, "What are you doing here? Do you know now that Shri Krishna, who is like a fresh blue cloud, now he is sparkling even more because the lightning like Chandravali is decorating him. So better you, we don't need you over here who is shining just like a glowworm, because this Kunja is so much illuminated by the lightning like Chandravali. So no use of a glowworm over here. So better you get lost from here now." So these are again words coming out of jealousy. Similarly, again, once Ranga Devi, she was dancing, and someone from her party, her team, she told the opposition sakhis that, "Oh, you should have really seen my sakhis dance. It was so wonderful. You know, I wish you could dance like her. You should become her student right now and learn from her how to dance." So these are again words of different types of jealousy. Then again, two types of jealousies are Matsarya and Matsagarvitam. So these sakhis, they discuss certain things in front of Govinda, in front of Radharani, that increases their love for each other. So these are parts of erotic rasa. In this material world, of course, we cannot see such incidents. Once Shyam Sundar, he put a very precious gem-studded necklace on Radharani's neck, and he gifted Chandravali also a necklace which cost hardly 2 paisa. So he had given Chandravali one flower garland which was costing 2 paisa, while her, Radharani, he had given one precious gem-studded necklace. So Padma, who is Chandravali's bosom friend, was telling her that, "Have you become such a great saint that you have lost all your self-respect? Today, Shyam Sundar, you know, he has gifted such a precious gem-studded necklace to Radharani, and he has given you just one flower garland costing 2 paisa, and you are so much full of joy wearing it. You have absolutely no womanly self-respect. You know, now Chandravali, she is a Dakshina Naika. So anyway, these Dakshina Naikas, they have very little self-respect." So she started feeling amarsha. Amarsha is a bhav which means anger. So she became angry. On another occasion, Chandravali, she had made one very beautiful ornament of flowers, and she had gifted it to Shyam Sundar. And Padma, she had seen her making this. It was a very well-crafted ornament made of flowers. It requires skill to make it. So Padma had seen her making it. So she knew that this gift is from Chandravali. And then when she went to visit these other sakhis, then she found there Govinda sitting with Radharani, and Govinda had gifted this wonderful ornament to Radharani. So she saw it on Radharani's body. So Padma, she was so much angry and hurt, she blurted out in front of all Lalita, Vishakha and everybody that, "What is this? Chandravali, my sakhi, she made it with so much trouble and skill, and she gave this ornament to you And you have given it to her, knowing very well that she is Chandravali's opponent. How could you do it? And hearing this, all the sakis like Lalita, Vishakha, Radharani, they all burst out laughing. She was like crying, half crying, and she returned with tears to Chandravali and she said, "You know what this fellow has done to your precious ornament? He has put it on her." And so Chandravali said, "And you said it?" She said, "Of course, how could I keep quiet? I'm your sakhi. I told him." So Chandravali, she was so angry. She said, "Oh man, Padma, don't you know how to speak lies? How could you make them laugh? Haven't you learned to make statements like this? That you should have said that, you know, oh, very wonderful, Govinda has given you this ornament, very nice. You know, my Sakhi Chandravali, she is the only expert in Brajadham who can make such ornaments out of flowers. But then you guys never believe it, do you? Just to prove it to you, how expert my Sakhi Chandravali is at making flower ornaments, Govinda has put it on this Radharani. Just to prove it to you, what you guys otherwise don't believe. You should have said like this. Why is it that you haven't learned to tell lies? Why, you could have also said that, oh Radhe, oh you poor thing, this ornament he put for you. Oh no, we saw this ornament on the banks of the Jamuna, rolling on the dust. It was so dirty, we decided not to touch it, you know. Oh, he has picked it up from somewhere and put it on you. We feel so sorry for you. You should have said like this. So she is teaching Padma how to speak out of jealousy. In fact, afterwards you should have told Radharani that, "Radhe, the sort of dirty thing that we don't even dream of touching, that Govinda has given you and you have put it. Chichi, take it out, throw it immediately." One day, Padma, she came and told Lalita that, "Lalita, this on a dark sky at night, when the full moon rises, nothing is more beautiful than this." So similarly, Krishna is like a dark sky, and Chandravali, that means the full moon, when she rises on the bosom of Govinda, there is nothing more beautiful than seeing the pair together. Oh yes, Sakhi Padma, this is true. Yes. But as soon as the daughter of Rishabhanu rises in the sky, then your moon, Chandravali, will appear like a jaundiced patient. And then you will come to know what is the color of the real moon. So this is why our Chakravarti Padhi is saying that this ras of the opposing sakhis and the jealousies, it is most remarkable ras. So just see that Radharani, she is Sakshat Mahabhav, from the tip of her toes to the tip of her head. She is nothing but Mahabhav. All the Prajakishoris, they contain Mahabhav, but she is Mahabhav personified. Mahabhav Sharupa Radha Thakurani. And she is the treasure mine of Sri Krishna's all excellences, and she is Sarvakanta Shiromani. She is the crest jewel of all beloveds of Sri Krishna. And Mahabhav Chintamani Radha Sharup, this means Radharani is the embodiment of the Chintamani, wish-fulfilling gem, that is Mahabhav. Mahabhav is like a wish-fulfilling gem, and Radharani is made of this gem. Our Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he has explained this Mahabhav very nicely, that Mahabhav Chintamani Radha Swarup, that she is the embodiment, or she is the sparkling gem, wish-fulfilling gem, that is Mahabhav. And from her come out expansions such as Lalita, Vishakha, etc. So this body of Radharani, that is Mahabhav, when she takes bath, then how is her bath? Even Radharani's bath is so much extraordinary. Karunam mrite snan pratham, that means first she bathes in nectarine compassion. Tarunam mrita dharay snan madhyam, the next bath she takes is of nectarine youth, and her last and final bath is of lavanyam mrita, nectarine lavanya. What does she wear? She wears the mood of Shyam Sundar. Her skirts, her sari, it all comprises of various moods for Shyam Sundar, feelings for Shyam Sundar. She covers her bosom with the bodice. What is her bodice made up of? It is made up of pranay, man. What is her kumkum made up of? It is made up of beauty. The chandan she puts is made of pranay, deep love. And even the musk, what she puts, the musk dot, it is also made of her feeling for Shyam Sundar. Every single ornament or anointment of her body is made of bhav. As Kaviraj Goswami is saying, the Karunam Rita Dharai Snan Pratham, that means the first bath she takes is of nectarine compassion, and Mahaprabhu, he is the avatar of this nectarine compassion. And how much is this nectarine compassion? He has only borrowed little bit of this nectarine compassion and he has appeared. And till today, the whole world is being bathed in this nectarine compassion. And even in the future, generations will continue to bathe. And this Radha Prem, which is so much rare for even demigods like Brahma, ordinary mortals like us, we have got it. How much compassion. So our Mahajans have advised that as sadhak, we should conceal our prem in our heart, just like one hides precious wealth from thieves. But if we don't have anurag, deep love, then it is not possible for us to gain success in bhajan. So we have to develop deep love to make our bhajan successful. For this we have to know what is Radharani, what is this Radha Tattva, her every dress, her every ornament, her every anointment, what they are made up of, whom we are meditating upon. Do we realize this? If we realize little bit of this, then naturally we will develop anurag, and our bhajan then will become rasful, and then naturally we will get vision of these leelas. We'll have a natural tendency for these, meditating on these leelas. Rupa Goswami Pad has written in his Lalita Madhav drama how much viraha Radharani is feeling for Govinda. So when we relish all the verses, we should relish according to Srimad Mahaprabhu's bhav and according to the explanations given by the acharyas. Then we will learn how to perform bhajan. Kabiraj Goswami Pad, he has explained very nicely that through the holy lips of Srimad Mahaprabhu, that, oh, Sakhis, where is Sri Krishna? If I don't get to see him, if I don't get to see him, it is impossible for me to survive. I want to see that person who is dressed in golden yellow robes. Without getting his darshan, all sense organs, they are futile, worthless. And Sri Krishna, he is so much attractive, so much captivating, that if we get his darshan even once, then he is like the sticky gum of a mango. It doesn't want to leave us once we get stuck to it. All these relishes that Srimad Mahaprabhu is uttering, these are not there in the main verse what Mahaprabhu is relishing. It is not there in the main verse. But Mahaprabhu is expressing all this after hearing the verse from a particular scripture. So this is why when we want to relish some verse, like say from Krishna Karnamritam, then we should relish it according to Mahaprabhu's bhav, what explanation he is giving of that verse. Like how he is saying that a woman's heart, it is how it beats for Shyam Sundar, and it is as if Shyam Sundar is like a thorn of the plant Syakul. Syakul is a small plant which woods are covered with this plant, and this plant, it is extremely thorny, full of thorns. So it is like the thorns of this particular plant, it has entered the heart. If Shyam Sundar enters somebody's heart, then it seems like as if the thorns of this thorny plant has pricked the heart. It is so painful. That means it is so painful if Shyam Sundar's vision enters the heart even once. And these thorns of this plant, Syakul, they are also very small and fine. So they don't want to come out easily. So which means that if so many thorns enter the heart, it is impossible now to get the thorn out. That means once if someone has got the taste for Sri Krishna, it is impossible to get rid of him, although it is so painful. Oh, Prabhu is saying that, oh, how come Brahmaji has still kept me alive? How my heart is still beating? A woman's heart is extremely hard. It must be very hard. Because he is lamenting in Radha Bhav. So he is saying a woman's heart must be indeed very hard, rock hard. Otherwise, how is it possible that in spite of getting the thorn of Syakul plant inside the heart, it is still continuing to beat? And he is telling Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy that, Sakhis, I really cannot bear it anymore. Do something. So similarly, Radharani was lamenting also when Govinda had left for Mathura during Mathur Viraha. And Lalita, she was intelligent. She knew that she won't be able to live in this condition. So she said that, Radhe, he has not gone anywhere. He is still present in Vrindavan. Radharani said, but Lalita, I saw with my own eyes that Akrur coming with a chariot and taking him. So Lalita said, see, this is one Maya called Akrur Maya. What is this Akrur Maya, Sakhi? Oh Radhe, you remember during the Maharas when he appeared, he told us that he was worshipping us while we were meditating on him and we were lamenting for him, crying for him. He said that he had disappeared and he was hiding somewhere and he was also meditating on our lamentations and that he was enjoying it. So similarly, even now, he has concealed himself somewhere. You think it's possible for him to leave you? And Vrinda told Lalita, whispered in Lalita's ears, that you are indeed very clever, thank you. You have at least made her survive. And then Radharani, she is asking, have you seen Sri Hari somewhere? She said, of course I can see him. He is here, right here. And then Radharani, she is going further on and now she is asking the she peacock, peahen, that have you seen Shyam somewhere? So in this manner, whomever she was seeing, she was asking, have you seen my Shyam? And in this manner, they reached Govardhan. And then Lalita said that best we ask Govardhan mountain because he knows everything. And roaming all over, then Lalita told, oh Radhe, we have wandered so much and by mistake we have landed in Sakhisthali. Sakhisthali means where Chandravali's house is. You think she will tell us? She will not tell us where he is. Let's proceed further. And as Radharani proceeded forward, she saw one crystal pillar in which she saw her own reflection and she thought it must be Chandravali because they are in Sakhisthali. And she asked Chandravali that, have you seen your beloved Shyam Sundar in your beautiful Kunja, where Shyam Sundar might be playing like a bumblebee? Oh, every part of your body is so beautiful because he has touched you, so you have become so beautiful. Please embrace me once, so I will feel as if he is embracing me because your body has become beautified by his embrace. And as she tried to embrace her, of course, she realized that the pillar is not hugging her back. So then Lalita said that, Sakhi, this is not Chandravali, this is just a pillar made of crystal. And then Radharani is saying, alas, I could not embrace dear Sakhi Chandravali. So this means that directly or indirectly, all the Sakhis, actually they love each other, but they express various bhav just to enhance the ras of Vrindavan. So how much ever exalted a man may be, he can never understand this bhav unless and until he worships Radharani in the mood of a gopi. So, forget exalted men. Our Kabiraj Goswami is saying that even Dasya Ras and Vatsalya Ras, even they cannot understand this bhav other than a Sakhi. So, it is only the Sakhis who arrange these pastimes and Sakhis themselves relish these pastimes. Thus, we have understood the first line of this verse 123, that how all the Braj Kishoris, they ultimately worship Radharani. Sriman Mahaprabhu having